have ignition sequence start. The engines are on. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast, a place for conversation with church leaders about social media, web trends, and everything and anything else our hosts want to talk about. Nils Smith is the innovation pastor at Community Bible Church in San Antonio, Texas, loves the Spurs, and walking the streets of New York with his family. Jay Cranda is the online campus pastor at Saddleback Church in Lake Forest, California, loves the Lakers, anything golf, and once could do a heel flip. To engage with the show, use the hashtag SMCPodcast. Let's join the show.
Welcome to this very special episode of the Social Media Church Podcast. I got a special announcement. My name is Jay Cranda. I'm without my co-host today, Neil Smith. He is out exploring New York with his family, probably, fighting the cold. I hope everybody who's listening had a good Thanksgiving weekend, a lot of fun. You know, today is Cyber Monday, and in honor of Cyber Monday, we have a brand new online course that Niels and I have been working on for the last couple months, and we are finally excited to announce it. If you were on our email list, you got a special preview. We were offering an 80% off offer in honor of Black Friday, and for this Monday, what we're going to be doing is that for the next 5 days, we're going to give a 50% off the course. So this Friday, the price goes up to $50. But for the next 5 days, the course is only $25. $25. That's 50% off for those loyal listeners. And so in this course, what you're going to get is that you're going to get a foundational approach to social media for your church, kind of a one-on-one overview, where Niels and I share our stories and all of our learnings and kind of give a robust. It's a great resource for you as a pastor to go through, for your volunteers to go through. We have 6 sessions. The first session is getting started. Then it's getting to know Facebook is the next one. The third session is getting to know other platforms. The fourth session is creating great content. The fifth session is managing social media. And the last session is a wrap up. And some of them are 21 minutes, 2 of them are 38 minutes. This is a lot of content for very cheap. Pretty much we took everything from our books, from conferences that we speak at, and we wrapped it down into this online course to provide a very helpful tutorial, kind of a basics. There's more courses coming, but if you sign up right now, you can get 50% off. It's only $25. So to sign up, go to socialmediachurch.university. This also will be linked in our show notes, and there's also a link on socialmedia.church. Right now, I'm going to give you a 10-minute preview of our creating great content. So enjoy. Welcome back to the Social Media Church Basic Course. Again, my name is Jay Cranda, and I'm here with Niels, and we are talking about creating great content. We are now kind of at a turning point in this course where we've talked about a lot of overview, a lot of setup. Now let's get to the nitty-gritty of creating great content. Because really, as they say, like location, location, location with real estate, it's content, content, content with your channel. Now it's not just about the type of content or the content that you have, it's how you disperse that content. And what churches and organizations usually have is, specifically churches, they have tons of content. It's just a lot of times we tend to want to, you know, be a fire hose. And what we're going to talk about is how to strategically lay out that content. And so with that, Niels, why don't you kick us off? Talk us a little bit about strategy with content.
Yeah. So strategy is simple. You know, if you have a cat, post cat videos on YouTube, and post whatever you're eating for breakfast. I mean, I think that is a pretty clear strategy that everyone uses when it comes to social media.
Undo.
Control, all, delete. So that is not the strategy, although a lot of people think that social media is all about what you ate for breakfast and cat videos. As a church, we have to be much more strategic than that. And so there's a three-part strategy that we use. And I'm going to go ahead and lay out all three parts, and then we're going to talk through them because in some ways they can almost feel contradictory to each other. So three-part strategy is quality, consistency, and variety. Quality, consistency, and variety. So when you go to post and you're looking at your content, you want to post quality content. You want to be posting consistently, like regularly. And then we're going to talk about variety. So let's first talk about quality. What makes for a quality post, Jay?
Yeah, a quality post for me is one that is aware of its audience and that it's conversational in nature. And I think we're going to talk about this all throughout this individual session. But I think a quality post is not something that's thrown together, but it's something that has been planned and targeted, and it's conversational. So with that, I think a lot of people, what they tend to do is that they just throw up something thinking that, oh, we're just going to throw it up and that's going to be it. But a quality post is something that is open-ended and it's going to leverage the platform that it's on. So with Facebook, I think a lot of open-ended and engaging questions are quality posts. But at the same time, you can't post the same thing over and over again. So quality is almost like, you got to look at quality as health almost in a 7 to 10 day range. Like, are you posting the same thing every day? Well, then quality for you is going to diminish. You got to have a like kind of a narrative through a course of days. And we're going to talk about that, but that's what quality would mean to you. What does quality mean for you?
Yeah. I think something that, I generally, the filter I put on it, will somebody like it? Will it be beneficial to them in some ways? Now, sometimes that might be beneficial in that it just makes them laugh. Yeah. A lot of times, though, from a church perspective, is it's going to inspire them or it's going to inform them of something they needed to know. But is it adding value to your audience in one way or another? And what it shouldn't be is, you know what, I haven't posted today, so I better throw something up. And so I think just as you said, you know, throwing up content just for the sake of putting up content is never a good idea. Everything you post on social media should add value in some way. But here's the tension point. As we move into point number two is consistency. As you want to be consistent, sometimes you're like, well, you told me to post once a day and I don't know what to say. So I don't know what to do, but let's first talk about how often should you post on social media? What's a good kind of flow for consistency when it comes to content on the various social networks?
Well, I personally, and I know there's a lot of, this conversation always changing. Everybody has opinions.
Always changing.
I mean, it's just like, I would tell anybody that you got to be posting at least once a day for sure.
Yeah.
I think the more you evolve, you should be posting something in the morning and the afternoon, especially on your church's channels. Because I think, again, like we've talked about this over and over again. Most people are consuming stuff on the mobile phone in a newsfeed. So even when you're talking about quality, most of the time quality is evaluated through a scroll. Does it pop?
Yeah.
Do they see it? And then consistency, are you posting at the right times and enough that you can see stuff? So a lot of times a church will start something and post three posts and go, nobody saw it. And then they just move on and they go, we failed. Well, of course you had three chances. You only maybe had five likes and you really limited your potential to even grow and use it strategically. It will take time. So consistency to me is at least once a day, especially as a starter guide. I think what you want to move to is at least a morning and an early afternoon post as you get going, but you can start with one post a day as you're getting going.
Yeah. I think that's a great bottom line. I always said the same thing of a minimum of one post a day is a good target. I would generally say that three posts a day is a good target, no more than five posts a day. Yeah. And I would say five posts and we have a full-time social media manager. And so, you know, and it's a challenge to create that much content. So it can be overwhelming to think, oh, I'm going to post five times a day. But when you think about all that you're doing, as you start getting into it, you know, five isn't that much. Sometimes when you really have so much going on in the life of your church and so much to share and so many stories to tell. But I would say if you target three, you know, make sure you limit yourself to five. You don't get carried away, but do a minimum of one. I think that's a good range when it comes to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, maybe Snapchat as well. Snapchat is its own unique beast when it comes to content and their storyline. YouTube is a different situation. I would say try to target one video a week. But YouTube, you know, I don't know that you can really overpost on YouTube.
Yeah.
But I think you can become irrelevant pretty quickly if you don't.
And we're going to talk about, we will talk about in the next section a little bit about scheduling. Because I know when you hear that posting multiple times, you're overwhelmed. Yeah. What we're going to do is that we're going to chop up the week into some segments so that you can start taking it bite-sized. It's just slowly, it's kind of, you're not going to take the mountain overnight. It's going to be in pieces. And we're going to talk about it so that you can think about it strategically. Again, what you're trying to do with your posting, with your content, is you're trying to build towards a narrative. And ultimately that narrative is,
gearing towards your vision. And we're going to slowly break that apart. But I think I love the quality. I love the consistency. And really, consistency is what makes you develop who you are. And as you are thinking about this, as you're posting, your content's going to evolve and take on a life of its own, because you're going to learn more and more what engages. And this is where things like analytics, and we're going to talk about this even in our last section, can help inform you how to even shape. You might learn, you know, posting at this time or that time is better than the others, and things like page insights and other social report and different things we will explore as we close out our last session. But with that, we also have variety. Tell us a little bit about variety with posting.
Yeah, so one of the things you don't want to do is get too much into a routine where you're posting and it looks like the exact same thing over and over and over again. So when I say variety, I'm looking at different types of posts. So some that are maybe a text-based post where it's just words in a post. Many are just pictures, you know, and so you have pictures or images that are connected to a post, or videos. So you look at a platform like Facebook that kind of has an all-in-one social network. You would have variety within the types of posts you're posting to Facebook. But I would say the same thing with Instagram, where you might want to have some that are real fun, you know, personal type pictures, and then some that are, you know, a sermon quote, you know, that's a clip from the sermon, and then another that's an inspirational, you know, social graphic. But you want to have variety on these social networks, so it's not like, oh, it's the same thing over and over and over again. They're just saying the same thing in a different way. But you really have variety to catch people's attention, to engage them in new and different ways. What do you think of when you think of variety, and where you think of
that? What I really think of is it comes to my mind is that, you know, I really, not that I dislike, well, I would probably say I dislike it, is the church that only posts verses.
Yeah.
If you're a church that's only posting verses, you're not really engaging anybody. And usually they're posting in all caps, and it's like they're screaming the verses all the time. And it's like, that's great. Those verses are powerful, and God's word is transformative, and all those things are true. But you got to look at your posting schedule, like if you're having a conversation with somebody over coffee. You're not going to start somebody at John 3:16. You're going to start with, hey, how was your day? What's going on? And you're doing that. And it's the same thing, variety, that you want to show that this is an opportunity in your variety of your posts to show the DNA or the values of your church, of who you are. Are you a church of second chance grace? Are you a church of multi-generational? Are you a church family focused? This is when your posts can shine the most, and variety is an opportunity to highlight different aspects and really play at the strengths. So with that types of posts, Niels, you talk about this a lot at conferences and in your book and different things. You talk about the types of posts: inspiration, conversation, information, and celebration. What does that mean?
Yeah. So the information is what I think most churches and just naturally know. They almost see social media as one more marketing platform to get more people to their church. And so what they want to post is, here's information about our events. Here's information about our church services. Here's information about all the ministries and offerings that we have. And those are important. People need to know what's going on. People need to know the information to get news about your church. But I would say on social media, that's almost the least important, because it's the least engaging aspect. Information isn't really social. It's just news. And it's out there. So people aren't going to like that and comment and share it a whole lot. They're more going to consume it. So one of the things that really shifted for us at Community Bible Church is when we shifted from a primary information source on social media to a primary inspirational source on social media. And so we focus probably 50% of our content as inspirational content. And so we want to minister to people in their feed. So whether that's Facebook's news feed, or whether that's their Twitter stream, or whether that's in their YouTube feed, we want to post content that's going to minister to them right there. And so we want to create that ministry connect point so that we're spiritually feeding into them. They're in their news feed.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that session. That was a 10-minute preview of creating great content. To get all the courses, all six sessions of the Social Media Church basic course, go to socialmediachurch.university. Again, for the next 5 days, it's only $25. This Friday, it goes up to $50. So make sure that you get in there and get it today. So thanks for listening, and expect a new show this Wednesday.
Thanks for listening to the Social Media Church Podcast. To learn more about the hosts, the show, or suggest a future topic, check out socialmedia.church. If you liked what you heard, then take a couple minutes to leave a review on iTunes. Every review helps. Lastly, share the podcast with a friend and use the hashtag SMC Podcast to engage with the hosts. Thanks again for listening.